Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer. We are here to inspire you to get your business right. And the way that we do that is we remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Fine, how do you do? And welcome back to you.
I am super excited to be in Denver this week. Hello, hello.
This is where you live, right?
It is where I live. Although, okay, if you ask my children... Or anybody who knows me. I've actually dubbed my children the empty nesters.
Oh.
And as my house sitters.
Like, as your house sitters now.
So I've told my daughter Alicia, I'm like, you can't leave home just yet. I need you as a house sitter for a little while. And so she's okay with that, except for I've left her a few now to-dos. So when mommy comes home.
Uh-huh.
I need a couple of things.
Okay.
You know, fresh bananas, coffee creamer.
Just get things ready.
Yeah, so that when I walk in the house, I don't have to also make, you know, when I come back, I don't also have to make a stop.
Oh, that makes sense.
At the store, my house sitter.
So for those of you who are just joining us and tuning into the broadcast, Angel has been on a speaking tour, and wow, you have been in Phoenix, Arizona. You've been in Los Angeles and San Diego, California. You've been in Chicago, Illinois, and Austin, Texas. Did I miss one?
Oh, who knows? It has been, I've decided I actually haven't physically been in the state for seven full days in a row since July.
Wow.
And so it's been a whirlwind speaking tour, traveling with the Small Business Expo that has been sponsored by BizTalk Radio, who is our syndicator, who syndicates our radio show, we broadcast live from Denver. On KDMT, Salem Media, and then BizTalk puts it on 37 stations across the country.
Right.
You know, we podcast the show, we do a Facebook Live.
Oh, it's a big operation, and you're out there sharing with entrepreneurs and small business owners and experts in their own right how to become a guest expert in media.
In media, how to use media to 10X your brand, how to actually be a regular guest feature on media, not just a one-off for podcasting, but using that to elevate your brand to create more credibility and awareness and exposure.
It requires big thinking on the part of people out there.
It totally requires big thinking, because so often we think small. Right? We just think our own neighborhood. Like, I do business right here. What good is it for me to be on a national program when all my customers are right here? But imagine if your customers right here knew that you were the featured expert and asked to share your expertise all over the country. How do you think that would elevate their thinking of you? How many doors do you think that would open? And how would that separate you from your competition, everybody else who's doing what you do?
You know, many years ago, we met a gentleman named Kyriakos Zouras, who is a regular contributor host on the Fox Business Network and the Fox News Channel.
Right.
And you know, he kind of lit a fire under us to get into that space where, there is no limit, you know, and I describe it this way, and it's kind of a sad thing, but it's a reality. Every time there is a plane crash or some kind of thing happens in a plane disaster in America, that one guy with the silver hair gets on all the television stations, and he's the guy that everybody asks, you know, well, what do you think? Was it pilot error? Was it? Well, let me tell you about the specifications of the MD-80.
Yeah, he is the industry expert.
Right. Well, we've made such a way that people can do that as well.
Right. We're all industry experts.
Right.
And if you don't think you are, it's because you're not thinking big enough. And you've gotten to the habit of thinking small. I found this fun little story about creating the habit of thinking big. Now, work with me here for just a minute.
Okay.
Right? So imagine a single snowflake falling from the sky.
Yes.
Right. By itself, no hope of changing the world. However, this single snowflake has big ambitions, and even bigger ideas.
Okay.
The snowflake realizes that it needs to gather together other snowflakes in order to grow bigger and stronger. And so it decides to fall on top of one of the highest mountain peaks, where it interlocks with other like-minded snowflakes.
I like where you're going with this.
There, the snowflake waits and waits for the wind to blow and the ground to shake, eventually transforming the single snowflake into one of the most powerful and ferocious forces on Earth.
The avalanche.
An avalanche.
Yeah.
And to think that this all started with a single snowflake who dared to think big.
Are you thinking big enough, ladies and gentlemen, our listening audience? Well, we have some ideas of how you can transform your thought process.
Right. Yeah, but we have to incorporate the habit of thinking big into every aspect of our life, not just in one area, not just over here in our finances or over here in our health and wellness or over here in our business development or over here in our customer service. It actually has to be a habit that you incorporate into every aspect of your life. So every task, project, objective, conversation, thought that you have, to just elevate that a little bit. Mm. Your contribution to the world, to others, you know, what do you bring to the table? Do you light up the room by entering it or by leaving it?
Oh, wow.
Right? You have the capacity, to think more creatively than we already do. You've probably been doing some of the same things you've always done. You've gotten yourself into a habit, into a rut, and we can't get outside of ourselves. So often, this is one of the best things about hiring new people on staff, because they bring new ideas, new energy, and they kind of look at you and go, why do you do it like that?
Yeah.
And you think, well, this is how I've always done it. Well, do you know that in the meantime, the world has evolved a little bit. Technology has evolved a little bit.
Right.
You could simplify that. You could delegate that. You could automate that. And that leaves you more room to be creative, right? You can be, think bigger in your capacity to think critically,
sure,
to be flexible, to solve problems, right? The value that you bring to others. Now, here's what I know. If you hang around with the same people you've always hung out with,
you're going to get the same results you've always had.
Always, right? You hang around with four broke people, guess who's number five?
Broke.
You hang around four small thinkers, guess who's number five?
Small thinker.
So you've got to change your dynamic, change your who you're hanging out with, the books you read, the tapes you listen to me, the CDs you listen to. I just put a new audio CD. I know, old. Right?
That's funny.
Or podcasts, right?
You know,
what are we listening to? What are we filling our thoughts with? What are we leaving the day inspired or exhausted? Because we all have the exact same 24 hours a day.
Correct.
You look at some of the people that are changing the world. They're inspiring others. They're having this impact on others. They have the same 24 hours. They have the same access to the same internet that you do. And yet we tend to put ourselves, same old thing, different day.
You know, Zig Ziglar was famous for the phrase stinking thinking. Mm. And you want to get rid of some of that. And here's some of the things that will limit you from thinking big. Procrastination, short-term thinking, negative thinking, making excuses, solving insignificant problems that really don't matter.
How, right? That's that book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff.
Right.
And it's all small stuff.
That's
but
it.
How often we're just busy,
mm-hmm,
we get ourselves wrapped up in the most mundane of activities, because it's insignificant, but it allows us the excuse not to take on something bigger.
Stop with the excuses and start with cultivation. Cultivation is the key. Thinking big consistently and effortlessly will come over time. Like any habit, it requires you to develop a plethora of supporting habits, including starting with your language.
Empowering language, mm-hmm. elevating your language. Everything that we do can be elevated because we've kind of gotten ourselves back again in that same old, same old. So empowering language, that's going to change everything because it starts with your thinking.
Absolutely. If your plans aren't big enough, if your goals aren't big enough, if your ideas aren't big enough, guess what? You're not going to get there, but you've got to think big. You've got to, what is it that we've been saying all throughout the program? If it terrifies you and excites you at the same time, you're probably on the track to thinking big.
And forward thinking. You know, forget about what happened yesterday. Forget about the past, what your education is, what you haven't done, the times that you didn't change it, right? We all set our goals every year. And a lot of times we put the same goals on that we had last year. Here it is, a new year. So what are we doing differently? What are we changing? You want your business to grow. What's your budget for that? What's your plan for that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your accountability for that? What's the team you're going to surround yourself with in order to do that? What are you going to do differently? Because in order for things to be different, you got to do different.
And finally, you must have, thinking big requires a set of unshakable beliefs that convince you that no matter what, whatever you face, you can overcome it. And folks, there it is. When you envision it, you can believe it. When you believe it, you can accomplish it. Go out and be a doer of your big thoughts. If you take anything away from this segment, it is that you should go back and listen to this segment again. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer will be back after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where we don't only think big, we put it into action. Check us out at experiencepros.com. It's experiencepros.com, and we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is the home of positive business talk. We do appreciate you for tuning in today.
We're going to talk a little bit about crisis communication, right? There's been so much going on these days, and it's hard to even keep up. And where do we even start? So we brought in crisis communication expert Desiree Peterkin-Bell, the Director of Communications and Strategy of Philadelphia and VP of Government Affairs for New York City Mayor. She actually has an incredible track record for producing results. She's led initiatives and campaigns that elevated the profiles, awareness, and digital presence of each locale and its respective leader. Desiree Peterkin-Bell, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Desiree, it's a privilege to have you, and I wish you were under happier circumstances, but unfortunately we live in a broken world where there are crises on a regular basis. Where do we begin? You say there are three steps to managing a crisis. Let's cover some of those.
Yeah, there's actually four steps of managing a crisis. Unfortunately, I've seen crises, you know, trying to rebuild the city after 9/11 and being a senior advisor to Mayor Bloomberg in New York City, rebuilding a city in Newark, New Jersey, which was a crisis in itself, trying to rebrand, and then Amtrak 188 in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And I also teach urban communications at the University of Pennsylvania. So the four parts of managing a crisis are, I call it CCRT, being consistent in providing the information, being confident about the information you have, making sure it's reliable information and timely, and you in fact have the right team around you conveying that information. Oftentimes in crises, especially in the age of digital media and social media, people think they know the information and they begin to share it. And a lot of that information is not authentic, and it's not confirmed.
Right? It's not, and we so, don't, it's not right. And where are we getting our information
exactly
from? And as the leader, you know, where people are turning to you and expecting you to have the information, how do you discern where, what you're reading, where you're getting that information from?
Well, if we take the unfortunate incident that happened in Las Vegas, and I just want to say hats off to the sheriff's office over there, mm-hmm. the first responders, all of the brave men and women who just really stepped up and helped everyone over there.
You bet.
They did an amazing job of getting the information out consistently and being confident about the information. But all the information, if you recall, there were multiple press conferences all being relayed by the sheriff. And so he mm-hmm. was the authority figure delivering all that information at once. And when he did not know the answer, he specifically said, "I do not know.
I do not know."
And requested, you know, the media be respectful of that information. And so I think it helped with, you know, getting the right information out to families who were still wondering where their loved ones were, number one. Number two, how to connect with loved ones. And number three, where the loved ones were being taken who were also impacted.
Yeah, it's
and
all,
that is an amazing example of that.
All very critical and you know, absolutely essential in times of crisis such as we just experienced. Let's shift our conversation for just a second, Desiree, and talk a little bit about cybersecurity and what's going on in that arena. You've got some tips to share with our listeners about protecting yourself from breaches of cybersecurity.
Yes, I do. One of the biggest things I tell people is, particularly everyone's on a socially connected world, and they think that just because they're hiding behind their Twitter account or their Facebook page, that no one can get that information and use it against them. And so I always tell people, be very clear about your passwords. That's number one. Number two, do not friend people that you do not know, because oftentimes people will use social media to try to impact your social media accounts. And we've seen how that works, both on a political side and also in a private sector. And so you have to be very cautious. Some people, most people, would never just randomly go up to a strange person and begin to talk to them unless you were lost. And so we need to treat our social media and our cybersecurity the same way, with the same level of protection. It's very important.
You know, Desiree, and I think I tell me if I'm being just a little too cautious, but I keep seeing all these memes that go around, and you can get like your unicorn name or your zombie name or whatever, but you've got to put in like, here's the date of your birth date and the month you were born.
Careful.
And I'm thinking, there's some private information that they're getting.
Red flags.
Exactly.
Is it really 100%. A red flag?
And also, it's 100% a red flag. And also, I will tell people, there's also, you know, folks who will call you or send you random text messages and say, hey, we just need you to confirm the last four digits of your social security number or your social security number, period. Well, some people think, oh, okay, this must be a, you know, authentic site. No, not really. If that person call you, talk to them directly, ask them questions. You have that right, because it's your personal information, and that person doesn't have the right to get that from you, but you do have a right to question why they want it.
Yeah, I hung up on a credit card. It was a legitimate conversation, but I thought they were asking me a lot of questions that they should already have the answer to, and ended up hanging up and calling back, and they said, you hung up on us. Like, well, you should have already had all that information. You shouldn't have to be asking me.
Better safe than sorry.
Right? We're talking with Desiree Peterkin-Bell, strategist, brand builder, problem solver, talking about crisis communication. And Desiree, I know that this is unfortunately not the last time a crisis, even in the hurricanes and the floods and earthquakes, and even if it isn't always a mass shooting crisis, there's always going to be something. What's the number one thing you want us to make sure we take away from our conversation with you today?
I think the number one thing I want people to take away is, be careful where you get your information from. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, and I've seen this firsthand when Amtrak 188, when we had folks who were unfortunately, and they perished, and we had to inform their family members. So we asked the media to please respect that space and that time, and allow the city officials and government officials to first identify that person so that we can give the family some time and space. So please be careful where you get your information from, because not everything you see on Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram is real. And there's also just some common decency that goes along with that. And so making sure that you are getting your information from credible sources. For example, I used, you know, Las Vegas. The sheriff there was amazing. Everyone looked to him as the authority, as the authentic voice, and he became that throughout this entire tragedy.
Yeah. Desiree, this has been so encouraging and enlightening, and thank you for being the voice of reason in the midst of struggles and tragedy and challenges and all of that. We're grateful for your time here on the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's Desiree Peterkin-Bell, an expert in crisis communication. We encourage you to not only listen to this podcast, the replay of the archives of this broadcast, but go back and share it with others. This is important information. Don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk right after these messages. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. If you'd like the archives for this, or you want to see the video archive of this broadcast, check out facebook.com/experiencepros and click on the video link. Back after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise your freedom. Liberty HealthShare.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. I'll tell you something, Angela. You have been on this speaking tour at the small business expos all over the country. You went to Phoenix, Arizona, and I had the opportunity to call and speak with representatives of this, our next guest company. Really super impressed with what they bring to the table.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've met some incredible people traveling around the country with the Small Business Expo. And of course, our next guest comes from the Phoenix area. Joe Puz, the PMOsquad.com is the website. He says, there's a saying, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. That was the mindset that he had in his mind when he left corporate America in 2013 to start the PMO squad and work with fellow natural born project managers to advance project management best practices one client at a time. And the PMO squad is on the leading edge as a service provider, allowing their clients to focus on their respective core competencies while the PMO squad delivers project management expertise. Joe Puz, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Joe, it's our privilege to have you on the program. Let's talk a little bit about project management because one size does not fit all. I read the statistics. 21% of organizations report standardized project management practices are used throughout the entire organization. This shocks me as being such a low number. Is that really the accurate story out there?
Yeah, luckily for us in the project management space, there's kind of a governing organization called PMI, or the Project Management Institute, and every year they conduct a survey globally called the Pulse of the Profession, and they publish those results for everybody to see, and that stat is pulled straight from Project Management Institute's Pulse of the Profession this year.
Okay.
So just imagine, right, if an accounting department only had 21% of the organization following their practices.
Oh,
crazy.
Or manufacturing, right? It's crazy. So that's what we try to do. We try to work with our clients to help get that number up for them, right, so that an organization does have across the board project management, consistent policies, practices, and execution.
So, you know, we've heard, you know, systems build businesses, right? You know, having standard processes, automated processes, and yet so much of it is probably kind of in one person's head. So if that person ends up going on vacation or going on a speaking tour, if they didn't have processes in place, the whole thing will fall apart, right?
Absolutely. And what we find out there a lot of the time, right, is they'll have what we call accidental project managers, folks that have kind of subject matter expertise. So they may have been in the department the longest, or they're the smartest guy or girl who knows what they're doing. And they'll say, hey, why don't you go run this project for us? And what happens is that subject matter expertise doesn't translate to project management.
Mm.
And if they don't have that methodology or process or documentation laid out for them, and we certainly don't believe in bureaucracy, but we do want to believe in repeatable ways to consistently deliver projects successfully. And what we find is that accidental project manager, right, who may have been an expert in his or her field, all of a sudden stumbles when they go out there and try to run a project. The reputation in the business may take a knock on that. Their yearly evaluation may take a knock. And what we say is stay away from accidental project managers. Bring in the folks who know how to run projects, and the benefits will carry throughout the organization.
Yeah, that makes total sense, absolutely. Our guest is Joe Paz. He is the founder of the PMO Squad and bringing real-world PMO leadership experience into the consulting space. Let's talk a little bit about the value of mentoring. And in particular, you have experience that mentoring played a role in your life. Share that with us, if you will, please, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, growing up as a kid, right, we all have those coaches that are special to us, and then there's that big gap oftentimes in our lives where you get out of youth athletics and you're a new, young corporate person, and you just don't have anybody there to help you. I was fortunate early in my career. I was able to get into a leadership development program and had some C-suite executives within the Textron corporate brand of businesses who helped guide me and shape me, helping me to become an executive thinker. I heard one of your earlier segments about thinking big and the benefits of that. You know, as employees, sometimes as junior employees, we think at a micro level. What is the day-to-day or the week-to-week? And we're not planning out what is our career going to be? What are we going to be when we get the experience, and how do we expand that? So for me, that mentoring early on helped me understand really how to be successful and what to think big, how to think big, what would be necessary to make it to that next step. And ultimately, it helped me be able to form my own company.
So Joe,
afraid to take that big step forward like you guys were talking about.
Absolutely, and it's showing as we watch the PMO squad develop, and of course they're moving into the Phoenix arena as well. Let me ask you this though, do your consultants then become mentors to the companies that you consult and then stay on in that capacity?
Yeah, we certainly do that, right? Our belief system includes lift as you climb, right? So as we've become more successful, either as individuals, as a company, we want to build long-term lasting relationships to help people advance personally and professionally. So if we have a client where we've done an engagement and we've kind of taught them to fish so they don't need us any longer, we're there as a partner for life. And if they bring in new resources, have new challenges, we want to be there to help them overcome those hurdles. In addition to that, we hit here the local universities and schools, middle school age kids all the way up to college kids, working with them to mentor on what is project management, because it's really not a subject that's taught in the schools, whether at the high school level or the university level. So we want to help them know that there's a career out there that you may not get a degree in it, but you certainly can foster a degree in economics or communication or accounting into a career as a project manager.
So, Joe, what is it? What are you most passionate about? What is the thing that excites you the most when you get up in the morning knowing you get to do?
Well, the beauty for me, you had mentioned it at the intro, is I'm a natural-born project manager, right? And what is that? Some people just are salespeople or musicians or athletes. They just have that innate skill that they carry. For me, that's project management, right? I never have to go to work because I'm always just a project manager. So being able to do what I am and what I love and to be able to take that out to clients, to be able to help them, because really projects end up being the most strategic initiatives that companies work on. So for us to be able to help clients achieve their strategic objectives all the time, that's just fascinating. I love that.
Well, it is good stuff. Folks, we want to introduce you to Joe Paz. Make sure that you get connected with him. Joe, where's the best place for people to follow up with you?
Yeah, for us, it's if you go out to the website, www.thepmosquad.com. We have lots of information out on our website, including what we offer to our future clients is we offer free project management and software assessments. Right? We want to make an investment in our future customers to know that we want to build that partnership.
Listen,
so to do that, if you come out to our website, fill out the form so we can get back in touch with you, we'll gladly come out and do an assessment of where you are today and give you a roadmap of how to improve for the future.
I love the language. Folks, the website again, thepmosquad.com. That's PMOsquad.com, thepmosquad.com. Complete the free project management assessment. I love the language that you're using. Our future guests, our future customers, and investing in them on the front side. That makes you right in the same wheelhouse of the space that we teach and promote as well. Joe, thank you so much, man.
I appreciate it. You know, for us, it's about taking the profession that we work in, project management space, and advancing best practices one client at a time.
If solid.
We all get better at project management, we all succeed.
Solid. All right, folks, go check out thepmosquad.com, complete the free project management assessment form, and then let us know that you connected with Joe. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Aaron Sell, the Aaron Sell, is sitting in for Angel Tussie. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun.
Right?
It has been.
I can't believe it's almost over.
It is almost over.
It just began.
Yeah, but you know what's just beginning? The rest of your weekend with your new iPhone 8.
Yes.
Right?
Fingers crossed. Let's hope it's there. Let's hope it's there.
You're going to get it. Those delivery guys, they know. They, you know,
I feel like they know when you leave.
Yeah.
And then that's when they show up.
It probably is. And for folks, you're just tuning in, Erin Sell pre-ordered the iPhone. She's socially powered. That's her name. That's her business name. That's her everything. Her identity, socially powered. And the founder or co-founder, co-coordinator of Denver Social Media Day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she's got her fingers on the pulse of everything that's happening in technology. And when Apple produced their news that they were coming out with a new phone, you were in Europe. What were you doing out there? Were you vacationing?
Just hanging out, you know. Oh. I was actually in Prague.
Hashtag not jealous. Mm-hmm. Hashtag lying. I can't believe it. Just said hashtag
weeks.
Twice. That's lovely. But you see, that's why we get into business, right?
Right.
So that we can afford a lifestyle that says I don't have to be here, and the business won't collapse.
Well, and you know, I'm lucky with what I do because I can do it from anywhere.
That's true.
It doesn't matter where I'm at.
That's true.
I can do it from my phone.
So in Prague, you say?
Yes, I was in Prague.
And they have Wi-Fi out there?
They do.
Really?
I know. It's amazing.
Who knew?
Do the water
wheels still turn to get the electricity?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And churn the butter?
No, I actually, I took with me, it's kind of an interesting little product. I found it, thank you Facebook for your ads and your sponsored ads because
really?
I got targeted for, it's called Skyroam.
Skyroam?
Skyroam.
Skyroam.
Roam.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's this little device that allows you to get Wi-Fi, get connected to Wi-Fi anywhere in the world, and you pay $8 a day.
Wow!
So there's there you go, Skyroam. You just got free advertising.
Wow! That's how it works.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. While you were describing that, I noticed your manicure. Bring those nails up here, girl.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. You got cool nails going on.
It's my colors.
So I brand myself. It is your colors.
I brand.
Yeah.
You can't see this on the radio, though.
To describe it, what are the colors that you're using?
So I would call it like peach, orange, coral.
Yeah. Coral, yeah.
And teal.
A little bit of a teal, yeah.
Yeah.
Two very complimentary colors.
Yeah.
In fact, I think it was Angel and a former producer of ours got in the elevator just a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
and they were wearing those same two colors.
Okay. Yeah.
And they spent the entire elevator ride talking about it because they're
and you
really,
were thrilled.
I get into it. You'd be surprised at the girly things that I get into.
I can only imagine.
My business partner makes it so. All right.
Knowing Angel, yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's Fan Bragging Friday. We do have time for one more call. If you'd like to give a call, 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724. And in the meantime, Aaron, I want to ask you, what's going on in the social sphere? Is there anything new happening that's talk-worthy, or should we stay the course and certainly hire socially powered to take care of?
I mean, I definitely recommend if you... And I do recommend every business should be on social media.
Yeah.
I can't really think of a business that shouldn't.
Right.
But I do think that it's important, unless you have a strong desire and a lot of time that you want to spend on social media, you should probably consider hiring out your social media to professional.
Yeah, that the thing that we hear a lot is it's a time suck.
It's
right?
a time suck, and you're never. Like, we talked about this earlier in the segment that, I'm on social media every day, all day. I'm
right.
up on the news and the changes. And trust me, every single morning I wake up to something has changed within social media.
Right.
It depends on the platform, but there's going to be a change.
I heard, and I don't know how to validate this. I heard that there are literally millions of social media platforms in one form. And that seemed like a big number.
I don't know that I've heard millions, but there's a ton.
I have, on our extreme customer service directory that we have, there are, the major players. You got your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google Plus, which is not a major player anymore, but it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Facebook, if I didn't mention that, LinkedIn. But then, there's a plus button, and you click on the plus button, and it drops down for another 290-some other social, Reddit and other social buttons.
And you left out Snapchat.
I did leave out Snapchat.
Which is, like, one of my favorites.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Because it's fun. That's why. It's fun.
Tell the listening audience, are you a millennial? Confess.
No.
You're not?
Mm-mm.
You're not. You just look super young.
I'm on that cusp.
Yeah,
I'm on the lower end, but no, I'm not a millennial.
All right, so you're a 30 something, but not
quite. I just crossed over that.
Shut the front door, you and Angel. Yeah. My gosh, whatever drink you're drinking, keep drinking it.
Okay. It's the wine.
Yeah. Check.
Yep.
All right. So, but Snapchat, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have. 2 minutes.
Okay.
Snapchat, why? Go.
Because it's fun. It allows you to connect with people in a way that other platforms don't.
You making money with it?
No. And I don't want to necessarily.
That's the most important thing I've heard all day. No, and I don't want to. It's not everything has to have a return in the cash register, right?
Right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Snapchat is fun. It. We go back to just turn... The hands of the second hand down about a minute. It's a time suck. It can be.
But it doesn't have to be. I mean, I primarily use it for conversations with people. I don't really spend a lot of time watching other people's stuff.
Oh.
It's more of I create my own stuff and I have conversations with people.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is fascinating to me. And, folks, when do you get to ask these questions? Except... when you're sitting with Aaron Sell.
Right.
Socially powered website, sociallypowered.com.
Yeah,
right?
That would be it.
If you want to find her and connect with her, any of the social sites, type in socially powered and connect with her. It is my tip to you. You will be a better human being if you know Aaron Sell. Aaron, thank you.
Well, thank you.
For joining us, for being my co-host today. for sharing Fanbragging Friday with us. I fanbrag about you.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah. Yes. We'll do it again, but not today. The gateway to the great weekend has just begun, folks. We'll see you on Monday, Lord willing. Thanks for tuning in.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.